go out and eat once in a while. And Captainville's always used to be good. I'm assuming nothing would change over the years. But, you know, that's why they're still in business.
I went there, like, you know, for that meeting with that tuna club. You know, the guy from the Lancaster County PD spoke that night. That's when I was there. And they said, let me take my wife to dinner. So it was wrestling, and that's what I did. Hey, Charlie, I'd like you to come to my house and just take a look at my random wire antenna. But, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I get good signal reports now with it up in the Rochester, Webster, or that net I'm on every morning. So I check. I get that good report.
That's what I was saying. You know, if it's working for you, I wouldn't mess with it. But, you know, messing with stuff is what hams do. So I guess you could always put it back if you try putting it up. I guess higher can't hurt.
I got 140, I think it's 120, well, it changes. I think I'm like 125 feet above sea level. So that's like right there. And you put the thing up 10 feet in the air and it would help. So you got to put your above the sea level.
Well, yeah, that is great for VHF and UHF, but remember, it still depends on the takeoff angle of the signal. You want to bounce it on a lower angle, so you might want to try a little higher. On second, though, I don't know if you mentioned it the other day, but yeah, you know, like I said, if it's working and it's getting you everywhere you want to get, no point.
The leaves completely come off the trail. We'd like to put the basketball back up, but maybe I don't need to. But I'm going to take a look at it and the leaves come off. And just maybe I can angle it. I want to angle it more up, to more angle. So maybe I can find a tree further back. I'm going to have to add more rope to it. I'll see what happens. I'll just leave it. But I have to wait for the leaves to come off. But if you want to take a look at it, Wendy, you're more than welcome to come over. But maybe when the leaves come off and you're not busy with things around the house.
All right, well, one of these days when I'm not busy, and like you said, when the leaves are down, it'll be a lot easier to see what you're doing and where you can move it to.
Saying, the leaves. You know, the other antenna I could really fix, you know, the one that came down the dipole, all I have to really do with it is, instead of putting it on a tree, get a spider beam, and then just hook it up, and just swing it in the woods to another point, and then raise it. I do got new coax, but the other end is not terminated. Hard to do, you know, whatever, but I'll leave it for now, you know, so it works and all of that, you know. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Just having my daughter, son-in-law, and grandson over, and that's it. What was once a big family is now a small family. Maybe my brother, but he rarely goes out.
I'm going to be at Thanksgiving. My mother-in-law, my sister, my mom's going to spend Thanksgiving with my sister and her kids. And my wife, like I told you, my wife's nephew, his name is Ian, he got engaged. And my wife, my stepdaughter, got engaged. And then my other nephew from my marriage, my friend is Adam, good kid. He went to Bentley College, and he lives in Massachusetts. And he's got a girlfriend now. She's Russian. I mean, her parents are Russian. So she knows the Russian language. Her name is Michelle. But I can't wait to meet her. So I'm sure they got contacts in the country that her parents are from Russia. So I'd like to talk to her, you know, and ask her about, you know, does she have any information we might not have because she has, you know, family there probably. So.
KD2KNH. Well, personally, with family and anybody like that, I wouldn't bring up politics and religion, but I'm sure whatever information she has, the country has, and so does the news media. But, yeah, it's a shame what's going on over there. You know, it's just insanity. All you can say, it's insanity. Wherever you are, my transmission was 90% static. I don't know if you're in a bad spot or not, but I gotta go. I'm sure. Gotta run. I'm starting a little early today. KD2 KNH clear, 73. Alright, man, I guess you couldn't hear me. I had just signed, but no, you were still just. I want Herbert, can you hear me? You can try one more time before I leave, see if you're making it.
Down 347, we're back traffic. Over the truck takes the back roads of 25A and 25A to 111. Saying if what's going on in the world, little stuff, people are people. That's the bottom line, you know. You know, we do this hobby, and this Russian season's on, and they get on, and they get on that, and they join the hobby just as much as you are. That's the way it should be for everybody.
Well, I got you about 50%, and, well, people are people, and there's good people and there's bad people. But I gotta go, man. KD2 KNH clear, 73.
Carl, have a great day.
You want to give your call sign? KD2 OGB Mobile.
KD2 OGB, yeah, I talked to N4RBC, Matt.
Okay, just making sure. I don't want to think someone that shouldn't be on here is out there. What's going on? Also, by the way, Charlie, if you're still out there, hello and goodbye. Anyway, N2RBP, what are you up to?
The work and stuff, you know, and all that. I talked to people. I think you work for LIRR, is that correct?
I'm on my way to Hicksville, actually, right now. I kind of want to park in Ronkonkoma, but I don't feel confident in making the 831, and I'll have to wait an hour, and I don't want to do that, so I'm hoping the little side parking area in Hicksville is open, so I'm trying to dash for the expressway and trying to get there quickly.
Again, I forgot your name.
Name's Craig.
I'm 125, 130, about 11. The thing is, I'm fully, I mean, I to raise them more, but I do fine on 80 meters with them on a bayonet at 6:30. Before it broke, I was going to say, what happened was the pull-out had broke. When it fell on its moving, I looked at the pull-out. The wake and it was the top of it was exploding.
Again, and probably most of that transmission got lost. Where are you? I mean, you're on Selden, but you should be getting in, I would think.
Sure, I'm over on, I'm just coming to Main Street here in Stony Brook for the Lewis Center. I'll be making
a left. Oh, okay, you're way up. Okay, that sort of makes sense. Makes me understand a little bit better, but yeah, it doesn't work very well up there, apparently. You're really, really, now you're about 90% noise.
How's my transmission now? Testing 1-2-3, how's my transmission?
Yeah, you're noisy and a little bit in and out. Oh, man. Traffic is getting worse.
I got, I have a random wire antenna. My dipole broke, and before it broke, I was horrible. At the city station, it turned out the coax had a break in it where you could see the copper. That's why I was doing terrible with it. So I'm just using the dipole to prevent the wire. It works good.
I'm stuck. I don't know what exactly happened there. KD20GB Mobile.
Yeah, hi, Craig. Yeah, he's up in Stony Brook by the village now, and it's just apparently I don't know how it should work up there, but he's real noisy. I wonder if the UHF repeater would work better out by him.
He works for the Long Railroad. He's in management. He works in Jamaica. He trains the locomotive engineers. Really a great guy, you know.
Be talking to a road foreman of engines or a training specialist in engine service. I might have met them. But yeah, they're pretty nice. If they work in Jamaica, they're probably a road foreman of engines. It's basically an engineer's boss. Traffic on the expressway is a nightmare. And I really shouldn't be doing this, but I'm in the HOV late now. Even though I really shouldn't because it's rush hour. But I'm only going to take it for like an exit or two and then jump off. In case there's police around, but there's like dozens of vehicles with only one person in the front, so what are the odds really of getting stopped?
The more you talk about it, the higher they get.
ERR. He was a locomotive engineer. He used to work on the Oyster Bay line, and then he went into management. He trained the guys that become, you know, the train engineers.
That's a training specialist. They work in the safety department and training department. Yep, that's what they probably do.
He's a really great guy. He goes in because he has to be at the range there to work. He don't take the train. He goes in. He works from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. So he drives in. You know, he drives to Hillside. He works at Hillside facility there. So he drives in every day. His son works there also. You know, so. He's really, really knowledgeable. I don't know why he has to even do that job. Cause, I mean, what he being the job, he probably does very well. But I guess he enjoys that, you know. And I guess he's only in his league, so maybe not even 50-ish, the guy. So maybe when he retires some one day, he could do the other, you know, the stuff with the shooting school as the other job.
Yeah, Roger. I'm just going to stay on the side for a little bit. I'm trying to get to Hicksville quickly here. Trying to bypass all this traffic in a kind of a cheating way. KD20GB Mobile, Long Island Expressway, westbound, exit 59.
get back. I don't want to be a hog here. I think my transmission's better now because Dudley Gentleman could hear me. I'm on 25A, going straight now. I'm going towards, like, St. James Smithtown.
That transmission did sound a bunch better. ADC to you, echoing.
Traffic tomorrow. I used to get up on Election Day at the college because I'm in a civil service, but my union, we became a separate entity for the college, so I get other holidays off instead. But people that work in other government jobs, like federal and state and the county, they'll be up for Election Day, so it should be, and also the schools, so it should be less traffic tomorrow.
A motorcyclist just cross the divider, go around me, and then go back through the divider. Are you really that stupid?
Motorcyclists, they're crazy. They weave through the cars between the lanes. Somebody hits their brakes, they'll be dead. They'll be leaving in a body bag.
Yeah, basically. Traffic right now is stopped in the left lane, and plus there's a crash at exit 51. I'm in the HOV lane. I'm in the HOV lane right now, bypassing the traffic, even though I'm not supposed to because it's non-rush hour. It's still rush hour right now. The restrictions are 6 to 10 and 3 to 8. You have to have two people, and it's not even near 10 o'clock yet, but I kind of need to get to Hicksville quickly, so I kind of need to bend myself a little bit to get there.
So do you, I know what they're like, double R, when you first start out as a newbie, they send you to different places, to different jobs, but once you got started, you can have a permanent place to work, like, you know, you have a permanent, I mean, could you, if you get enough started, could you work out of Ronkonkoma, just work there, which is not far away, or work out of, say, even the Port Jeff, you know, do the trains over there?
You sure can. It's called bidding a job and owning a job, which I actually do. Currently, I own Jamaica second floor in the corporate office. I work Monday to Friday. Today actually is my Juneteenth personal day off, so I am not working today. And then tomorrow is my job off holiday for Election Day, so I will once again not be working. So I really wanted to use today to go out east to, like, the aquarium with my mom, but she's working as an administrator despite being retired, and I told her, call out sick or say you have, like, stomach issues or something. Hang out with me for once. You're retired. Give it up already. And she said she can because she gets, like, working as the principal because a couple of people just couldn't make it.
Okay, so you work, oh, that's great. So you work, like, in the building instead of the train. Yeah, I guess, so you're not a station when you're a camp, but I guess the camp could have a bid job where you work there. I thought if you're a station cleaner, you get to work in the building. But I guess it works the same with the camp.
I actually am a SAM. SAMs do stations, buildings, facilities, and platforms. CAMs specifically do trains and yards. Like Westside Yard, Hillside Facility, the main building, the shop, what is it, the training room and Fort Watch, where all the cams also hang out. We basically do that stuff, but they work on the yard and the track and the train clean the police station building.
You're more like a station cleaner because you work on the platform and the station, is that correct?
I've done platform jobs in Jamaica. They're super easy. I could do an, I technically could do a Juneteenth release, but I don't want to do that right now, so I'm just out and about enjoying myself, so I'm probably just going to ride around and see what I can do.
Other position, go, you know, go for that. We don't have to do that dirty work. We could work like in customer service, like more like in an office environment. Do you want to try for something like this? People take that job to get the foot in the door. Unless you enjoy doing that, to stay with that.
You cut me off there. The benefit of working the permanent is you never have to.
trooper ID. I missed that. With the benefit of working lot, I missed that part.
You still there?
That part, you said the benefit of working for, you see, has something, you said something, what was the benefit of it or something. I missed that.
Yes, by owning a permanent, you never have to call crew unless you're putting up for overtime. And also, you have set days off as well. The only thing, though, is when you're on a permanent, you can't downgrade unless you do 6 months on that job. But they can't stop you from getting a higher rate job, so typically you can bid it even if you don't have bids left.
Because you're doing like the station cleaner. A lot of people take those jobs to get their foot in the door. Like, if I had gotten the job, say, as a cam or station cleaner, like in 96, I was going to school for computers, I would have, when I got to my school, and I would have maybe applied for positions in IT. Or if I didn't go to school for IT, since I had a business degree, they had like jobs in customer service, I would apply somewhere. I was working in the office, or maybe sitting in Jamaica, maybe even a ticket, maybe even selling a ticket. That's something that's more cleaner, you know what I'm saying? So do you want to go for something better, where you're more in the office, or do you like what you're doing? Or if you just like doing that as your job, that's also.
I mean, I'm happy working in the office. I'm by myself, and I have no one to be bothered by. Just by myself, I do my thing, and that's basically it. I really do three things, and that's it. And then my day is over.
The station cleaner basically is like a custodian. That's what it is. I mean, we have custodians that stop it where I work, and you know, they go around, they do the bathrooms, they mop the floors, and that's what it's about, you know. And you know, yeah, I did. When I worked for Woolman, I wasn't getting enough hours as a kid, so I was doing maintenance, and I was keeping the floors, picking up the garbage, gathering up the shop. And what was nice about, you don't have to use your brain, but you don't have to have that stress. So I know what you're saying.
A cleaning job is probably one of the easier jobs to do. I mean, what I'd like to do is do tickets at some point, and then agent. You should look at the price for these things. $38 to $40 an hour for tickets in Grand Central, now that we have jobs available for bidding over there, even though we're a month away from opening. You should look at agent jobs. $51 the maximum an hour, what is it, for supervising agents in the ticket office. That is one heck of a job that I would certainly want to take.
That's a good rate. I mean, I understand. That's more than what I make, bro. I think I make $40-something dollars an hour, maybe $45 an hour. And I had to work my way up to that for like the last 17 years. And I'm like, gee.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Anyway, I am coming up to exit 51 here and just about to bypass the crash. Something's calling me, which I'm not going to say over here. So I just want to try to focus getting through all these people. So I'll say 73s and I'll be here for a little bit. K20GB Mobile, coming up to exit 51 on the expressway on Glen Oaks.
Hey, Brian.
Let's try this again. Good morning to both of you. WB2ZFA.
I'm just passing exit 51 right now, trying to get around this crash. Ooh. But yeah, there's someone disabled in the left lane, forcing everyone to go around. So, and we got another car all the way off to this other side of the road, and now I'm past it, so now we're cruising along.
Anyway, good morning, Craig.
Yeah, hey, Steve. On my way to Hicksville right now to try my luck with some things. Kind of cheating, and I'm in the HOV lane, even though it's the restriction is in effect right now, and I really shouldn't be. But I really don't feel like waiting till 10, because I will not get to where I gotta be for like 3-4 hours if I do it normally. And even the Southern Parkway is messed up.
The delay is even greater when you get pulled over, so watch yourself.
Yeah, but there's, like, no police around probably right now. I've survived, like, 10 to 12 exits, so I think I can make it all the way to Hicksville. I mean, once I get closer, I could probably jump off, but I don't obviously want to cross the divider. I've had somebody already do that and then go right around me. These people are just stupid and they don't know how to drive.
You know, I've been doing this for 40 years, plus.
Yeah. So, what else is going on with you right now?
Not much. Usually off today, but they asked me to come in, so we'll see what happens. Try to get a few things done.
All right, very good. As far as my birthday goes, which went this past Sunday, had a nice time. I love being 1 year older, 26. Had a nice dinner at Loco Burger, and man, those burgers are so delicious. I love those wings and those pretzel sticks. And then played for an hour and a half with my family at Dave & Buster's. And on my way out, I put on quite a show on that DDR machine that I just like to abuse every day.
Not familiar with that, but okay. So they had a marathon for your birthday, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I preferably just stayed home and, you know, hung out with family. I did go out a little bit. And actually, the traffic is now moving a little better, so I am going to jump off of the HOV lane right now. If the traffic backs up, I'll just jump back in.
Well, if you're on the expressway, sometimes you're better off with the service road.
There's lights on the service road? No, thank you.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to say bye. I'm only a couple of blocks from the office, and I just want to watch the lunatics here on the back street.
Yep, I'm in the same boat as you are. So, 73s, and we'll catch you around. WB2ZFC, KD2OGB Mobile, westbound, west of exit 49 north.
WB2ZFC.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
Hello, Bob. 82KH.
Charlie, you're usually the guy I hear around this time of the day.
Yes, you're funny with a mouth full of food, but I'm out here in Highlandia. Heading the wrong customer.
Okay, I had to go out on the island last week to Lindenhurst. There's a company out there that does embroidery work on sports apparel type stuff, and I had to make up a jacket for me, so I was picking it up.
Well, under an overpass now, I'm dashing it through many seconds.
All right, well, that didn't work too well, unfortunately, so I don't know what you were saying.
I switched over to Selden. I was under an overpass of the expressway at Veterans Highway and 495.
Alright, an intersection I know very well.
Yes, I figured you would know that one. Yeah, it's a good intersection. Down to the airport, plenty of stores and whatnot along the route. Walmart over here that's been here for quite a few decades now.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of those roads long before the expressway went all the way out to where it goes to the We had relatives that lived down in the Mauritius area, and we'd go out on the expressway, catch that highway, go down towards Patchogue in that area.
Oh, yeah. I remember the old mill. I don't know when that was abandoned, but, yeah. Really built up a hydro village now.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Was that a mill, fabric mill where they made lace?
Absolutely. That was the old lace mill. I don't know what kind of lace they made. Couldn't tell you if it was
Decorative lace, shoelace? I don't have a clue.
Yeah, the only thing I remember about that place, I don't think I ever saw it in person, but yeah, I know it was a big old brick warehouse building.
Yeah, absolutely. A big old dilapidated eyesore, in my opinion. Some people loved it, but the only part I liked was that the tower part looked okay.
All right. Anyway, the place I was going to, believe it or not, it also was in an older building. It's Viking is the name of the company. And the building they're in is an old building. And a company that was in there at one point made air variable capacitors. One or two I've had ownership of.
Oh, it's really neat. I have a company out in Sag Harbor called Sag Harbor Industries, and they make inductors. And the owner, it was, I guess, founded by Thomas Edison's son.
Okay, I know there was a little place not too far away from the theater there in Sag Harbor that was owned by Grumman. And from what I remember, the main reason it was owned by Grumman is one of the Grumman executives had a house out there, and it was an excuse to leave the Earth office early on a Friday.
KD2KH. Sounds like government logic, but I can see executive logic as well.
Exactly. Okay, I'm at a place where I'm going to stop and grab something here. I'll take care. W2OSR. Always fun talking to you.
All right, Bob. You have fun. Enjoy the weather. KD2KH clear.
KD2KH. KD2OGB mobile.
Good afternoon, Craig. Are you off today?
Yes, Juneteenth, preferably, and I also have job off holiday tomorrow. Fortunately, I took a wrong turn, and I'm trying to get to Bethpage. I just left Hicksville, trying to go after the WASH train and laser train. They're both going to KO and Babylon, so I need to try to make a few more lights and try to go east here by Levittown to get to Bethpage before they do.
KD2KH, got to identify. Well, I know you enjoy that, so you have fun. It's a beautiful day to get out.
Yeah, I wanted to do something else, but it didn't quite work out, so I'm just doing other things. Also, I got my sister's birthday tonight, and also my birthday was yesterday, and boy, I had some dinner at Loco Burger, and I'm glad I actually didn't pick Hoshi, because we definitely saved $400 to $500. Our bill was like, what, only $250 or something like that?
Well, happy birthday, and the main thing is that you enjoyed it and had fun.
Yeah, I definitely had fun. Forward to be doing it somewhere else next year. Eh, you never know. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful outside. It's like 80 degrees, and we're in November, but don't expect it to last that long.
Well, burn as much fossil fuels as you can. I'm enjoying global warming. I could take this right up to January. And, this doesn't happen very often.
Well, yeah, but you also have to keep in mind we're trying to get electric vehicles in. But we really shouldn't outlaw gasoline vehicles right now. We really should still keep them because things are always still happening with electric vehicles. And technically, what Joe really wants to do, it's not really going to work out right now, so we really should just stick with gasoline and diesel vehicles for the time being.
Well, now you're talking common sense and logic. And after all these years, we've made everything clean. They demanded that coal-fired power plants be clean, and they made clean coal and clean oil and catalytic converters and, shut down oil and gas, the country will starve. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, basically. And I now do not know if I'm even going the right way. And I'm going to find out when I make this turn here. Hopefully I do go the right way, because I'm trying to get the best age.
Well, I'm sure you have a GPS app on your phone.
I do. I'm using it, but I'm also trying to pay attention to where this thing that I want is. I have a feeling it's probably already near Hicksville by now. I'm really running low on time, and I need this red arrow to be green. But I don't like using the actual directions for it. That kind of takes a little bit of time out of my way.
You would have loved it in the good old days when we had map books, and you turned from page to page to try to find out where you were going.
Yeah, I hear ya. And, yep, I am going the right way, so hopefully this works out. I'll let you go. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this weather, as I am almost to Bethpage. Now I just got to go east, and I can't wait to see how that turns out with all the lights. 73's Charlie, KD2KH, KD2OGB, Mobile, eastbound in Levittown.
Hey, Craig, you have fun. Hope you catch your train. I'm just about to my stop anyway, so KD2KH, clear 73.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
And WB2EAV also.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
K2KNB, KD2OGB Mobile. Repeat the call one more time, slowly.
Kilo Alpha 2, United Tango Fox.
KHAUTF, yeah, I think we've spoken before. How you doing? It's Craig.
Yeah, I know, Craig. How you doing? It's Gary. Tweeting at a mechanic. Get my car off the lift.
Yeah, Roger. I'm just on Sunrise east of the Oakdale Merge. Headed home. I want to first gas up the car because I'm below half a tank right now. And I've been running around doing a bunch of things since my mom is busy and really wanted to go to the aquarium, which is why I used my Juneteenth day, but instead I get to spend the day doing almost nothing.
At least it wasn't entirely nothing.
And plus my sister's birthday is today, which mine was yesterday, so I might as well stay close to home now since I'll be going out in a little bit.
Well, happy belated birthday. What are you, 20, 30, 40?
Definitely not 40, I can tell you that. I am 26 years old.
A very nice... Whoa. I'm right by a collision place, so you're going to see a lot of hot cars go by. Got one big guy, a completely destroyed Porsche over here. They're trying to get off the street. Yeah, 26, great time of life.
Yeah, I spend my dinner at Loco Burger. Man, I love their stuff. I feel like that they're just the number one place, in my opinion, to have burgers. I don't really have any other preference, except maybe this one burger place in Disney Springs that I ate at sometime this past March. I don't remember what the name of it was, but they sell really, really good burgers. Them and Loco Burger are probably the top two so far that I could think of.
Funny you should mention it. I have a ritual with a ham friend of mine every few months to go out for a burger. Where is that local burger?
There's one in Bayshore, which I've only been to once, and you have one in Patchogue, which I've been to probably four times.
A little too distant for me, but it's enough.
Yep, it's a great burger place. I absolutely love it. I definitely would recommend going there again.
Bet they don't have one in Nassau.
I wouldn't say that. I'm sure there is one in Nassau. The last place I went to for my birthday, which is very expensive, and I really wanted to save my parents the stress, is Hoshi in Patchogue. Probably one of the best hibachi Japanese places that I've ever been to. And then my second best place that I've been to is Teppan Yoda in Epcot in the Japan area in Disney World.
I do that. I'm always on the lookout for a good burger joint. There's one on Southwest Bay Road shopping center that has the Trader Joe's in it. I don't remember the name of it. Bear Burger? Something like that.
I might know what you're talking about. I just don't remember the name. There's this Greek place in Sayville that also makes pretty good burgers that my sister and I and everybody else will be going to for her birthday dinner. Seems like my brother, on the other hand, sometimes when he celebrates his birthday, he just loves Hoshi or really anywhere else. But the past 4 to 5 birthdays that I've had, I've pretty much gone to Hoshi because I love it there.
Well, if it's for the past 4 or 5 birthdays, I imagine you do.
It's great, but it's expensive. Probably one of the best hibachi dinners that I've gotten was the Land and Sea scallop shrimp, steak, and lobster tail. All 4 main items. Of course, with all the veggies, mushrooms, rice, and all that other good stuff. That's typically what I like to get. I also like Ocean's Treasure and King of the Sea as well. Those are another two that I've had a number of times, but Land and Sea is pretty much the top thing that I'll have.
Do they have Surf and Turf at Ruth's Chris?
Surf and Turf I've had. As a matter of fact, there's this other Japanese place in Patchogue. My brain is hitting me that I can't remember it. But they do make Surf and Turf there. It's very delicious. I actually had it there, I think what, maybe a couple weeks ago when I came back from Las Vegas?
Well, to me, a good Surf and Turf is a premium steak and lobster tail.
Steak and lobster tail are delicious, but they're very expensive. Lobster tail these days is like, what, 30, 40 bucks? Why would I want to add that on top of my bill?
Satisfy your palate.
Remember this one place I had steak and lobster tail once. It's called North One. It's by Hampton Bays. I went there maybe twice, maybe three times with my dad and with a couple of friends of mine. And for whatever reason, he said, eat whatever you'd like. And I'm like, are you really sure you're able to pay? And he's like, don't worry about it. So picture this. I ordered steak, lobster tail, those Brussels sprouts, which look like broccoli, and fries.
That sounds like a nice meal. But the Brussels sprouts have to be prepared well. Have to be garnished properly.
I don't eat very many Brussels sprouts because it does look like broccoli. I'll only have maybe like five pieces and then I'm just like, nah, I don't like the taste of it anymore. I just lose its taste after a while. I lost you. Alright. Anyway, I am just about to pull into Speedway here. It's around the corner of my block. The person would turn. He's being so slow. Come on. Anyway, I will say 7-3s and we'll catch you later. K2UTF, KD2OGB, mobile. We're clear in Speedway.
KD2UTF clear.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
Yeah, okay, Dave. I'm doing all right. I might be out of the car when you come back. I'm just going to a local store.
Sounds good. The computer's been on all day.
Yeah, I usually leave mine on all day. I turn it on at about 5:30 in the morning and turn it off about 8, 9 o'clock at night.
QSL, QSL. Got a couple things to do. One, I have to call PayPal and find out where my refund is for something.
Okay, hopefully you get it without a big hassle. I bought an old Houston tuner on eBay. I fixed it. There were a couple of problems with it. Now I'm making a shelf, put it on in the ham shack because it's bigger than the old one I had.
Sounds good, sounds good. I'm sure it'll be really nice. But right now I've got my Chinese medicine on the stove, and it's boiling. 1 or 2 minutes, I have to filter it out. So I take care of that little business, and then I have to call PayPal and find out, you know, why I didn't receive a refund on my statement.
Okay, I didn't know it was actually, you were actually able to call them on the phone.
QSL, I have their number.
Yeah, a lot of these online computer type businesses or services, the only way they want you to contact them is on the internet, which is
sometimes not the best way to work. Speaking to somebody in person usually gets the problem solved a lot quicker.
Please stand by, Bob. I'll be right back. KG2RY.
Okay, I'll catch you a little bit later. I'm going to be parking the car and going into a store. It'll be a 2OSR. Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike, Sierra Bravo Mobile listening.
WB2MSB from Kilo Alpha 2, United Tango Fox.
KA2UTF, okay, I got it that time. WB2MSB here, I'm on the Grand Central, soon to be the Northern State, just passing the Glen Oaks repeater site.
Roger, I'm sitting outside of mechanics, waiting for my car to come off the lift.
Okay. Well, sounds like you're on an HT. Where are you at?
Yes, you were calling flushing. Some guy stripped the plugs. Was changing my tires, so and I have to have them replaced.
Oh man. Well, that's a fast switch out if they have them in stock. That's better than happened to me. I had a guy strip the lug on my transfer case when they changed the transfer case fluid once. That was a pain in the neck.
That is a pain in the neck, but this is the saga of a tire that went flat, got patched, went flat the very next day, found another little area, they plugged that. So I figured I don't trust plugs, so I was looking to replace the tire. So went to a tire store to get the new tire put on, and he says, I can't get the lugs off.
Oh, man, that is a pain in the neck. I guess, what, do they have to heat them up and breaker ball them off or something? I don't know, but, wow. Yeah, the plugs, I don't know, a lot of places, they won't even put plugs in anymore, and you end up having to replace the tire. I had the same thing a couple of summers ago. I had a plug put in, and then I was on 27 heading out east on the island, and all of a sudden the whole tire just went completely flat, and the plug had fallen out. So I actually ended up with four new tires. So that was an expensive morning. Or maybe you're holding the radio sideways, but you were kind of broken up on that one. You might be having the building shadowing you a little bit. But traffic on the Grand Central Northern State connection here is BTB and 5 miles an hour at most. I guess it's a nice day. My next trip in this direction is going to be Friday. I'm hoping it'll be a little lighter because it's Veterans Day.
I copy now on a quick over.
I was much better. That's the way you were before. What were you? You were holding the antenna sideways there?
Yeah, I've had this radio in my belt too often, and the antenna gets bent.